Scores from the Bell Telephone House. Now your host, Donald Gordon.
Good evening. Our featured performer tonight was one of the greatest singers of our century, a tenor whose glorious voice was matched only by the artistry behind it. Jussi Björling spent the years of World War II in his native Sweden, but he returned to America soon afterwards and made his telephone hour debut in March of 1948. To nobody's surprise, Jussi was an immediate hit with our listeners, and he returned with me half a dozen times over the next few years. Just to do things backwards for a change, let's start with an aria he sang on his last telephone hour visit in 1951, the famous Celeste Aida.
Se quel guerriero fossi, se il mio sogno si avrasse. Un esercito di prori a me guidato e la vittoria e il plauso dimenti tutto. E a te mia dolce Aida tornar di l'oricinto dirti per te ho pugnato, per te ho vinto. Sol,
Music of Verdi, Bud Bierlin. Next, the music of Debussy by the Bell Telephone Orchestra. Here's the Gollywog's Cakewalk. The youthful-sounding voice and just about perfect technique that made Jussi Björling so outstanding on the operatic stage also helped him become an absolutely marvelous interpreter of lighter music, folk tunes, popular ballads, and the like. Here, from telephone hour broadcasts of the late 40s, Björling sings a pair of serenades. The first is the famous Schubert Serenade, the second, Leoncavallo's Mattinata.
Leise fliehen meine Lieder durch die Nacht zu dir. In den stillen Hain hernieder, Liebchen, komm zu mir. Schlanke Wipfel rauschen in des Mondes Licht, in des Mondes Licht, des Freies. Schmerz, kenne Liebe Schmerz. Frieren wir den Silberkühl, jedes weiche Herz, jedes weiche Herz. Lass auf die die Brust bewegen,
I'll be back with more Jussi Björling encores from the Bell Telephone Hour in just a moment.
Visit them by phone, anytime. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Now again, the art of Jussi Björling. This time as our coast-to-coast audience heard it live on the 8th of January, 1951. The aria is La Rêve, the dream, from Massenet's manhole.
Questo charmo tu la crede che treva uno somme d'essere mo. Chiamalo, o marchange via de farore.
We'll have our final Bierling encore after another favorite played by the Bell Telephone Orchestra, Fritz Kreisler's delightful Tambourin Chinois.
Thank you.
What made Jussi Björling so special was his amazing versatility, the incredible range of his artistry. He had a repertoire of more than 40 different opera roles, and he sang in 6 languages. And so, while Carmen was not one of his specialties, I don't remember a more beautiful performance of Don José's Flower Song than the one Björling gave with the Bell Telephone Orchestra in November of 1948. Jussi Björling and the Flower Song from Bizet's Carmen. News of next week in just a moment.
You may not realize it, but every time you dial a number on your telephone, you're working a computer. The largest computer, in fact, in the world. By means of elimination, this computer determines whether your call's going across town or across the nation. What area, what city, what street, what house, until the phone rings at the number you dialed. This giant computer is the nationwide communication switching network. Stretching from border to border and from coast to coast, it is joined by more than 700 million miles of circuits, connecting more than 100 million telephones. Today, there are about 5 million billion possible different connections you can get over the network. But possibly the most important part of the network is that it's so easy to use. Unless, of course, somebody else gets there first.
This is Donald Voorhees. I do hope you enjoyed these recollections of Jussi Björling tonight, and that you'll stop by again next week at this same time when another famous singer, soprano Helen Proudle, is featured in more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
This is WNBC FM, New York.